appreciate another time we stand before the Lord. Appreciate His goodness to us. We desire your prayers again as we look into the Word of the Lord. Meetings are held for a reason. Some call them revivals, some camp meetings, one another. But meetings are held for a reason. And it's to benefit souls.
Yes.
To get whatever help that is needed. That's why they're held. And I think it's a wonderful thing that God, in all of His busy schedule, take time out to deal with you and me. I can appreciate that. Of all the things that He has to do in looking over the world and all the, you know how it is with us and our little place we fit in, problems and the burdens we have, but all the things that God has to do, He'll take time out to come down and visit with His people. Thank you. That is a real blessing. And it would do you and I good, and it would bless God that you and I would get the blessing to our soul when He takes that time out to come down and visit us. Sometimes we pass a blessing up, and the blessing is not as great as it is when God deals with us the first time. If we get it then, the blessing is much greater than as we have to keep dealing and dealing with us and try to get us to understand. It gets lesser and lesser, the blessing does. But the blessing, the percentage of the blessing, is a whole lot greater when He deals with us the first time and we hear Him. We can advance that much further in the cause of God. Well, we desire your prayers again. There was one time I didn't know about this. And you did too. You didn't know about it. Then the Lord comes along and saves us and put us on the right road.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's a real blessing. To know that we can actually be in touch with God. It saves a big doctor bill. And we've got someone that we can call on 24 hours a day, and we're in a place, he'll hear us, and he'll just come right down. One of my children is crying, I need to go check it out. Now that's rich. You mean to tell me the president can't handle it that way? Out of all the schedule he have, he can't stop in and check you out like that. Wave at you and keep going if that's about what he can do. But God, in all of His busy time and schedule, said, hold it a minute, my child is crying. Let me go check her out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rich. If you would turn with us to 107th Psalms, and I'll say tonight to every one of us that if you and I would just kind of forget what we have to do after we leave service and what our schedule is on tomorrow, just kind of leave it off a little bit tonight, and let us dig into the Word of the Lord and bring our minds and thought to this very hour. Lord, after this, I don't even know if you're permitting me to see another hour after this particular time here now, see? So I want to take time out now to get everything I can get out of the Word of the Lord. I can understand what you're desiring of us and how you want us to walk before you. In Psalms 107, And I should begin reading at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I've got a lot that I can testify about. Let the redeemed say so. And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. It was like that, wasn't it? Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go into a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. We're going to talk to you a little bit tonight about satisfaction. I've heard and read where they said satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Well, I don't know altogether about them things, but I do know this, that you and I can be totally satisfied in God. Or your money back. Bless the Lord. I can guarantee you tonight that you and I can be satisfied in God. We don't have to go any farther looking for anything else. If it's not working for you tonight, it's because you are not satisfied. The Lord help us now. For He satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. May God help us tonight to look down into the word of the Lord. It said, all give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, my heart was touched this afternoon when the brother kept asking. If he'd asked another time, I don't know, I might have had to shout, what is He to you? What is God to you? And I heard Sister Laverne say many, many times, when is the last time that the Lord has dropped down and blessed your soul? When is the last time that you and I can witness that God blessed my soul, gave me something sure and good, that I can testify and say, glory to God, I know He's real. Well, let's see what the dictionary says about satisfy. To gratify fully, to content, to fulfill the claims of, to free from doubt. There's no doubt in my mind about this way. It's no doubt in my mind that God is able and capable enough to satisfy every longing heart. But if you and I are going to be satisfied, if we're going to get anywhere in God, it's going to take a closeness for you and I to walk with the Word of the Lord and walk with God to be satisfied. I'm a fella that used to like snap beans. You put snap beans on my plate and I had a problem. I didn't know what was good for me. See? And I'm not a great snap bean eater now, but I eat them, see? I'm learning more and more to enjoy the things that are good for me. I'm learning more and more that God is good for every one of us. And for me to be satisfied and blessed in my soul, I'm going to have to draw closer to God. This is the only way, the only one that can help you and I make heaven is God. Satisfaction guaranteed. Amen. I want you to keep that thought in our mind. Here is something we don't have to have a doubt about. Here is something we don't have to worry about. Satisfaction guaranteed. Amen. I ain't got to worry about whether He's going to heal me or not. All I got to do is ask Him and wait on Him. And in faith, believing He's going to do it. Praise God. I appreciate I never met the sister before, but I appreciate seeing. You know, it's something. She had a heart attack. Now she and me. Lord bless. What would the doctor say to this? You go home now and you see that you take plenty of rest. Don't you dare try to get on the road and drive nowhere. You make sure she stay confined to the bed and you watch and wait on her, and we're going to keep in touch with you. I'm going to meet. Glory to God. Satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Amen. God is real, folks. God is able to answer prayer, take care of situation over there, and bring it all together. Satisfaction guarantee. Something you ain't got to worry about. And you don't have to worry about Him leaving you. Amen. We don't have to worry about Him leaving us or deserting us or going off and telling us, well, I'm sorry, I can't get over now. My schedule is busy. Yep. Praise God. If this thing ain't satisfying you, something is wrong. Yeah, that's right. If you're not getting a blessing to your soul, something is wrong, and it's not God either. Yeah. Hey, I guarantee you it's not God. God is the one that blesses us and sends a blessing. But if you're not being blessed in your soul, if you're grumbling and going along and not satisfied with what's going on with you, something is wrong and it's not with God. Guess who? Amen. Sometimes we can put more time in other things than we do God. You know, we can put more time and stuff and things that just going to deteriorate and just going to just waste away. But when it comes to God, we limit God. We put a little bit of time in God. Somebody told me one time, and I don't know if you've heard it before, boy, you're going to read that Bible so you're going to run yourself crazy. Well, bless God, let me go crazy. I'm on my way, see? And sometimes folks seem to think that if I just get too close to God, oh, something might happen. I will admit there are times when God blesses us, when God comes down and touches us, that we can't take it. I'll admit that sometimes when God just passed by and just give us a little cuddling, and you and I can't take it, it just overflows. But I'll say this. The devil will tell you and I both, watch out now, you're going to run yourself crazy. Paul, much learning have made you mad. See what he told Paul? Much learning have made you mad. Well, bless God. What a way to be mad. And you go crazy in Jesus. That's something to think about, isn't it? Some folks seem like to get scared of God. Somebody that can bless us and help us and encourage us and bring us right on and get us to heaven, we act like we get kind of scared of God. Some folks that have a testimony be scared to testify. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, listen. Tell what God has done for you. Amen. It said, all give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. See? Whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, when you and I were in sin going the wrong way, God stepped in, saved us. We got something to tell folks. We got something we can testify to. We got something that you and I can share with folks. This is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Now, we don't have to be scared to stand behind this kind of thing. You and I don't have to be scared to stand behind this and tell folks God will heal you and bless you and save you. I was reading in a book coming here on the plane, and whereby this the preachers were going out to a meeting, and here this man, little child, got sick, and he said, can you guarantee me that God will heal? Preacher said, I can't guarantee you nothing. He walked on a little farther and he stopped them again. He said, but if you get all them books you got in home that I've read and read them there, if you get those things out of here, because I know they're not right, he said, I'm sure God will bless you. But can you guarantee me that God will heal this child? The preacher looked him in the eye and told him, he said, yes, I'll guarantee it. Praise God. He thought about it a minute. He said, okay, I'll get the books out and we'll do the thing right if you would pray that God will heal this child. Brother throwed his hat in the floor. Praise God. Time to go to business now with God. It's time to get down to business. We got to call on the Almighty God. They begin to pray, lay hands and pray and talk to the Lord. And immediately, God answered prayer. Amen. Satisfaction guaranteed. Or your money back. Praise God. That just seemed like it was a real thought, didn't it? This is something that we can stand behind and say it is real. When I'm in touch with God, when you're in touch with God, I know what God's capabilities are. I know what He can do. For He satisfieth a longing soul and filleth a hungry soul with goodness. Are you hungry tonight? When is the last time, and I thought about how Sister Laverne used to say it and how it blessed my soul, she said, when, for the last time, that God came down and paid you a personal visit? You mean to tell me God pays house calls? Yes, He does. When is the last time that you've been fully blessed in your soul? Well, I don't know. It's been a long time, and God got something better for you. I remember holding a revival meeting over there in Sandusky, Ohio, and we were having a meeting there, and here's a lady that had been going along, and I don't know, and from what she said, looked like about 40 years, she'd been going along saying that she was saved. And I thought she was. I didn't have no... You know, when a minister comes out of town, there's not a whole lot that he knows unless the Lord show him something. He just come in, preach the word, and get on the plane, get on back out as quick as he can. Well, one night the Lord gave us a thought and she came down to the altar. And when she came to the altar, the pastor and myself got down to pray with her and she said, I come to get saved. I said, what? She said, I've been going along for 40 years. I'm not satisfied. Praise God. Oh, God can give you something now. God can bless you real good now. I'll tell you, she truly got saved. She got something down in her soul. And the next morning, we was having service, a prayer service at 6 o'clock. I want you to know at 4 o'clock in the morning, she had lost the time. She was over ready for prayer service. Wait a minute, sister. Praise God, it's 4 o'clock. Well, I knew they was having prayer service. And I wanted to be on time. You ahead of time. Praise God. You 2 hours ahead of time here now. I tell you, when God bless your soul and give you something good, and when you and I put in and get a hold of God, He'll give you some satisfaction. You know, it's every, and I'm learning this, it's every pastor's desire to see his congregation move up. And it's every congregation desire to see their pastor keep moving. And they'll keep him moving. Lord, help us now. Most congregations I've been around, I've seen them keep the pastor pretty sharp, see? Keep him going along and see that you take care of these things in yourself, you see? Well, at the same respect, the pastor's desire, every pastor I've been around and talked to, is his desire to see the congregation move right up. But it don't happen like that all the time, do it? May God help us. Folks, we're talking about something tonight that will satisfy our soul. Jesus has done a lot and given us understanding in the way to make heaven that you and I actually could be satisfied in the things of God. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to wonder about, well, is He going to do this or He going to do that? Yes, I can know. I can be satisfied in my mind and soul that I know God will do it. But we're going to have to be hungry. Sometimes I don't know how it works all together, but seems like the pastor got to do the praying and the preaching and the singing. I'll tell you, if you and I can't do anything else, we ought to know how to pray.
Now, Lord, help us now. Well, somebody said to me one time, I'm giving space. I don't want to get in nobody's way, so I'll give space and let the other pray. I don't want to step out in front of nobody. Listen, every one of us that under the sound of my voice tonight, listen, ought to know how to pray if we don't know how to do anything else. And you don't have to worry about getting in folks' ways of praying. But when God done blessed you all during the week, when God done blessed you on the job site, when God done blessed you at home and nobody's there but you and God, folks, you can't hardly wait to get to the house of God that you can tell some of the goodness. You can't wait to get there that you can testify how God has blessed your soul. Listen, it is a bad thing to sit down on God. I remember I was in meeting one night, and here I'd gotten saved, and here and I've been taught trust the Lord, and we're gonna trust God for everything, and this sister pops up back there in the corner, and she jumps up, she said, "I thank the Lord tonight," and I looked around, and she said, "I've been saved in the Lord, I've been trusting God for 60 years, and I haven't taken as much as a BC powder." What did you say? You've been trusting God how long? 60 years. And I counted my little years, I'm just getting started. Amen. I'm just getting started. Folks, listen. This helps me to know His satisfaction in the things of God. I don't have to look over here or look over there for something without a doubt in my mind. I know this is real. This is satisfaction. And I'll say to you tonight, if you're here and you're not satisfied, and you're uneasy and you haven't felt the blessings of God come down on your soul in quite a while, something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. Lord, help us now. You think it's God? Well, it's not God, is it? Then who is it? Lord, help us. The brother asked the question this afternoon. He said, "What does this mean to you?" In other words, if I can interpret that thing a little bit closer to me, how am I with God? Where do I stand with God? What does it mean to me? Am I satisfied? We're going to get into a little something here. You desire your prayers. Let's turn over now to St. John, the 4th chapter. And someone can start reading for us, maybe verse 9. You stay with us. Now, we know the story here, and no doubt we've read it. But let's look over it again and see what blessing the Lord will bless us with tonight. Here, the disciples now are going in town to get meat or whatever they can find to eat there. And that Jesus, knowing the way to take, and He finds a route here, and He goes around by the well where the Samaritan woman is, and He begins to chat with her there. You know, Jesus has a way of communicating. Jesus has a way of dealing with folks. You ever been around, sometimes a buddy is standing around and you want to say something to him, but yet you don't know how to open a conversation up? But Jesus has a way of opening up conversations here. Get me a drink. See? And then the conversation getting ready to start now. Let's beat in on the conversation here. What else happened there now? Well, now, how is it that you're going to ask me of a drink, and seeing that the Jews don't have no dealings with the Samaritan, why is it now you want to stop and ask me for a drink? You know something? Folks, if we only knew when God speaks to our soul, if we only knew the voice of God, many times we can be blessed. If we only knew. Lots of times folks think God's going to speak in such a big way. You know, that's a still small voice. Many times the Lord might speak to you and I and say, "It's your turn. It's your turn." Yet we'll erase it out of our minds. "Not yet, Lord." Who am I to tell God, "Not yet"? Not yet, Lord. I'm not ready just yet. But it's your time to move up. It is your time to get your special blessing. It is your time, hear the meeting and call for the purpose of you to get a real special blessing, something you haven't had in a long time, no doubt. Maybe you haven't been in contact with the Lord like you ought to have been, and yet it is your time to get that extra blessing that you need. And he said, it's your time. Not yet, Lord. I'm not ready. Well, let's look in on the conversation here a little bit. Read on, brother. Can you see the conversation here now? He said, if you knew who was talking to you, see, you would ask him and he'll give you living water. Many times we don't know. Oh, let me put it this way. If we would take time to know how God deals with every one of us, we'll understand more how God speaks to our soul. He said, if you knew, if you only knew who was talking to you. What opportunity you and I can pass up at times when the Lord speaks to our souls and we fail to hear. If we knew. If we knew that it was God, if we knew that God was really speaking and dealing with our soul, we would move out and get an extra blessing that we never had before, if we only knew. Lord, help us now. See? He told her, he said, if you knew who was talking to you, if you just took time out to know who was talking to you, you would get living water. Praise God. Think about that a minute. Living water. Well, that caught her attention. Read on a little farther now.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water?
Now, souls, I don't understand people altogether. And somebody said, well, we're human, you know. We like to get blessed, don't we? Surely so. We like to be blessed. We like, you know, the Lord to bless us and to smile on us. We love that. I love it. You love it. But let's face reality. What am I doing to get blessed? What am I doing to get blessed? Jesus made a known thing here. He made a conversation to the lady, and you're talking about a genuine witness? That's a genuine witness I've ever seen one. Give me a drink. Why you want to ask me for a drink? If you knew who was asking you, you'd be glad to give me a drink, because I have some living water for you. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, that struck her attention. That got her eyes open. That got those ears tickling. What did you say? Living water? The well is deep, and I don't have anything to draw with. But what about this living water you're talking about? You know, folks are looking on, and they want something to satisfy their soul. You know, it's people in trouble today. And if they don't see it in us, where are they going to see it? Now, Lord, help us now. I was out one day down by the supermarket, and I was passing out tracts, and I was smiling. And the lady come along, she said, what are you grinning so for? What are you grinning so far? I said, I just left church. She said, I did too. And I'm not saying, well, ma'am, that's your business. But I'm happy in my soul, see. If you're not happy, that's your business. You're not satisfied. But I'm satisfied, you see. And she looked at me and shook her head. Do you know his folks looking for some satisfaction? These folks are wandering from here and there, and I'll tell you, it'll do you and I good to get a hold of God that we can have a genuine witness when that opportunity time comes. Somebody comes along looking for Jesus, and we're not in a place to tell them anything about it. Lord, have mercy. Satisfaction. Brother Herschel said something to us one time. He said, I don't know, maybe you may have heard this, but he said a man come to his house want to sell him a vacuum cleaner. And he said that he told the man at the door, he said, listen, I do not want to buy a vacuum cleaner. I do not want a vacuum cleaner. Do you understand? I don't want a vacuum cleaner. He said, all right, you don't have to buy it, he said, but just give me a few minutes to tell you about it. So when you do decide to buy it, you can go on and you'll know the best one to get. He said, all right, I think that's fair enough. You come on in and talk. He said the man wasn't altogether concerned about selling him that particular vacuum cleaner, but he wanted to get him listening long enough that he can give him some instruction that when he do buy, he'll know the best one to get. Jesus is like that. Like a salesman. When you and I go around talking with people and we can hear their problems and we can sit down and hear what's the matter, we can tune right in on the source that can help you. We have something on hand that I can tell you about a source that can deal with your problem, that can save your soul, that can bless you continually. And I'll tell you, you don't have to worry about it. He'll be on time. Good salesman. See? Had a fellow come down my way one day, and he said, trying to sell me some insurance. And he said, I want to tell you about A.L. Williams and this and that. And I said, all right. I sit down and listen to him. And after he finished his long speech, I said, now I want to give you some insurance. What are you selling? I'm selling insurance. I'm giving you insurance for hereafter. Something that's going to take you on after this body been dropped. You can go hereafter. Life everlasting. Something that goes on and on and on and on. See, we said we're talking about something that's a whole lot better than after this body been just dropped and that little money come in, they bury and go on. We're talking about something hereafter. Praise God. Money can't buy this. Satisfaction guaranteed. Amen. Lord, help us now. When the opportune time comes along, Jesus takes advantage of it. He took advantage of this woman by the well. He knew she was going to be there. He knew the very hour, the very moment that she was going to be there. And when he got there, he hit the mark. Boom. Sometimes we'll get around folks and the Lord give us an opportune time to witness and we get afraid. What can I say? What do you mean, what can you say? Are you saved? Yes. There's a whole lot to be said. When you are saved and sanctified, brother, that's a whole lot to be said. And you have asked folks have asked me, and I know they've asked you, how did you get there? Well, Lord, help us. That's a conversation within itself. When they ask me that, I tell them, sit down. It's going to take me a good while to tell you. Sit down. Don't be in a hurry. You want to know how I got here? Sit down. I got something to tell you. We're going to go visiting together. Satisfaction. Something that satisfies the longing soul. Something that calls you and I to be blessed. Listen, if we're not satisfied, it's not God. I often said before I was saved, there was a little slogan I had with me. It said, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And in order to get something, something out of it, you have to put something in it. All right? If I'm going to get anything out of the Word of God, anything from God, I'm going to have to put some time in it. I'm going to have to put some time in it. I'm going to have to get down to business with God. And listen, God don't do things for me for nothing. And He don't do things for you for nothing. Every time He blesses us, every time He touches us, every time He heals us, He wants us to tell it. Amen. See? You got something out of it. Now tell it. Somebody comes along and say, well, I would have testified, but I didn't want to take up too much time. Tell it! Amen! What kind of time you taking up? Tell it! Satisfaction. You ever been where you preach and go to preach and sometimes look like, get to watching the clock and say, man, I gotta go. Marty, hurry up. Satisfaction guaranteed. You know when the soul is wanting to be blessed and God and bless your soul, preach on, preacher. Preach on, preacher. What you're saying is witnessing to my soul. Preach on. See, a satisfaction in this thing. If you're not being satisfied, if it's boring to you and it gets to the point where it kind of gets irritable, look out now. Something is not satisfying to you. You can be satisfied. This woman wasn't in a hurry to get away. When Jesus tuned down on what he was dealing with, now watch how he's going to get to the problem. When he tuned in, he said to her, he said, if you knew who was asking you for a drink, you'll ask me for living water. Well, sir, the well is deep and I don't have anything to draw with, but what about this living water you're talking about? Read on, look further.
Said unto her, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again.
All right.
Whosoever drinketh the water that I give him shall never thirst.
I'm telling you, now that really got our attention now. You mean never thirst?
No.
All right, read on.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in a well of water.
Now listen at that.
Everlasting life.
The water that I'm going to give you is going to be a well of water springing up to everlasting life. Within you. You think he'd get her attention then? Oh, yes. All right, now watch how much he got her attention. Read on.
The woman said unto him, sir,
give me this water. Don't you know there's a lot of folks that are in trouble today that need satisfaction? They're wandering here and there, going to and fro, and not satisfied with what's going on. They need some satisfaction. And you and I that are saved ought to be close enough to God that we can have a clear, genuine witness to tell folks how to get to Jesus. On my job I've been at home, when I go out to visit with the folks, I got my little briefcase and half of it is about full of faith and victory. So when I get on the job site, here I goes up to the fella and I'm bidding the job. And I remember my wife told me one time, she said, listen, she said, why don't you wait until you get the job and then tell him about the Lord? Because you might not get it. I said, honey, this may be the last time I ever see this man. I may not see him again. In a job, God gonna send the job one way or other. I said, but I bring out my faith and victories. I said, sir, this is my main business. This is my number one business. Amen. I said, now, this other concrete work is my part-time thing. Amen. If you got something you want done, we can handle it. And it'll bless my soul. There's one of the congregation in Mississippi. One of the brethren got a business going there, and he called it P&L. And I often wondered what P&L meant. He said, Tommy Lee and the Lord. Praise God. I said, this is all right. Bless the Lord. And wherever he go, that's what he tell folks. Palmer Lee and the Lord. This is my main business. Serving God is my main business. All this other stuff is part-time. But this is number one. Had one of the superintendents where I was working. And I don't know, seem like sometimes the devil kind of pushes us in a corner and we'll get kind of afraid to witness, you know, let folks know we're really saved. You know, don't. And we'll go out and somebody will say, you saved? You know, kind of, yeah. We don't want to shout it on the housetop. Yeah. What I mean is, I don't want nobody to know it. Are you saved? Yes, praise God, I'm saved. Well, I was out doing a job and this fellow called me in one day and, hey, Kimball, come here. And he drew an old picture or old something on a thing and just is not fit to even look at. And he said, hey, look at this. And he'll just a grinning, and I just reached over and grabbed my hand and put it on the top of his head. And I said, Jesus bless his mind. He just bowed his head and in his prayer. He said, thank you, I needed that. Amen. Some folks, you know, when the superintendent come out, this is the big boss, I'm scared to let him know that I'm satisfied in my soul. So we go to dinner, we sit down, and I'm even scared to give thanks. Hey, hold on. Don't nobody eat now. We're going to give thanks. Praise God. Amen. This is satisfaction guaranteed, folks. You can witness with this anywhere you go. See? Well, somebody said I might be persecuted. Yes, you will be. Oh, sure you will be. You might lose your head. You might lose your job. Well, I'm scared to witness because they might fire me. Well, bless God. I'd rather get fired from a natural job than from Jesus. Brother, Jesus fired you. You can't draw unemployment. Lord, help us here. Just laid my hand right on his head and said, Jesus, bless his mind. Help him, Lord. Help him. And you know what happened? When I go around, folks go to cursing, and one thing he said, listen now, don't you curse in front of this man. They're going to testify for you. If we don't tell it, who is? Well, he got this woman's attention. And folks, if you and I begin to get down into God and begin to witness and then testify for God, you'd be surprised of the attention that you would draw. And sometimes that scares folks. See? God will give you the floor. Especially in the barber shop. Now you brother know what I'm talking about now. The barber shop is where everything goes on. Well, I remember one time, Brother Sammy can tell you about this. He's cut hair for a long time. But in the barbershop, everything goes on. Then you can find out everything about everybody's business in the barbershop. Oh, they just get a talking and this and one thing and another. And I was in the chair there and the barber was cutting my hair. And I tell you, they had a controversy going on. And the barber said, Kimball, what do you say about this? Well, I said, if I say what I feel about it, it's just going to bring on another controversy, and we're going to have another argument going. I said, let me get out the chair and get my Bible, and I'll read it to you. You ain't going to argue with the Lord, but you'll argue with me, see. And I went out and got my Bible, and I tell you, the barber stopped cutting hair. We had a day at that time in the barber shop. Praise God. Listen, folks, this is something that you and I can witness about. We can tell folks about the goodness of God. We can tell folks how God has blessed me. Now, on the other hand, if I haven't been blessed, I can't tell anything. If I don't have no goods to sell, I better kind of keep quiet. If I don't know what God is able to do, then I can't tell anybody what God is able to do. But if I know, Jesus knew what his Father could do. So know what he told him? He said, I've got some living water for you. What you say? Living water. And it's going to be a well. A well. You know, when you think about a well, your mind gets to calculating quick. A well? My, that's a lot of water. And he said, springing up in you. Praise God. All right, read on. Let's read a little more. Now, Jesus has a way of dealing with the problem. He said, call your husband. Wait a minute now. You mean to tell me why did Jesus say that? He knew what the problem was. He knew that she wasn't satisfied. He knew the very core that kept her from being satisfied. So he said, call your husband. I was reading an article the other day and heard on the news that Elizabeth Taylor had been married 8 times. Now, something wrong with that. 8 husbands and you're not satisfied with the last one? You mean to tell me something wrong with all them men? Uh-uh. It wasn't the men, it was her. All right now, 8 times she's been married, see? And then I just read another article where now You know, they're trying to get her in a rehab center where she's about to drown and just kill herself because now she's still not satisfied. Brother, Jesus will satisfy you. Amen. She said, I have no husband. She got right to the point. See, Jesus dealt with the thing. Sometimes you and I, you know, we'll kind of go around dealing with things and you know, I don't really want to say it because they might be offended and they might run off and, oh, listen, folks, people want the truth. And I know there's wisdom coming to deal with everything. I do know that. I knew it takes wisdom to deal with things. But I do know this, if you're saved, you can tell it. And you can show it. Wait a minute. You know what they tell us when we go to talking to them about Jesus? Yeah, Rev, what's going on? They'll call you a reverend right now. The minute you go to talking about God and they just finish cussing like a sailor and you begin to tell them about God, well, this is a reverend. Reverend, what's your name? I perceive you're a prophet. Can people perceive that something has changed about us? Can people look and say, you know, you're different? I can see a glow about you. I've been watching your life. I've been watching you. You know, folks have been watching us. We're going around testifying, talking about we're saved. Folks has been watching us. You'll go around and say you're saved, and I'll tell you, if you don't think they're watching, you get out of line. And they'll sure tell you you ain't supposed to do that. Some folks are scared to testify because, you know, they testify and then they have to stick to it. Amen. You testify high. You're going to have to live just high you testify. Well, so I won't testify and I won't have to live that high. God is requiring us to live just as high. High in Jesus as He's requiring us to do that. People are looking for something. And satisfaction is what it is. They want to be satisfied. We have another little congregation that we work with in Mississippi there. And we had a three-night meeting there. Brother Bob Forbes went up with us. And we had a meeting there. And the Lord so blessed the meeting. And they had this little lady. She'd been a Baptist, I guess, all her life. And she come out. She said, well, I just come to bring Reverend Kimball a piece of pie. That's what you call me. And they kind of looked at me, and you know the saints, they kind of looked at you and kind of giggled a little bit at on the side. And I was going to kind of get to her and talk with her a little bit, but I didn't bother it right then. So she came out and she said, I said to her tonight, I said, are you coming back to service? She said, well, I don't know. You know, I have to go to my church, and then if I do come, I'll be a little late. I said, I don't care how late. Come on anyway. So she came on, and there she sat there, and she heard the word of God, and the Lord so blessed the word and dealt with her heart. I went home that weekend, Brother Bob and I, and the next weekend, we got a call that she got saved. She gave up that thing which she was in and wasn't doing anything for her, and she got something sweet and real. Had another lady down there, an older lady, and she was affiliated with some church there, and our floor had fallen in. You can walk on or stand inside the house and stand up on a hill, and the floor had sunk down to the bottom, and you could step right down like you're on a pair of steps. And our floor was like that, and the brethren and I, we said, all right, let's go get some plywood, and let's tear this floor up and put a floor in for her. And she was amazed. We got to talking to her about God and driving nails and putting in plywood and tearing out floors. And she told him, she said, and your pastor come with you. She said, it's hard for me to believe this. She said, here the folks I'm around here talking about they're saved and they won't even come over to give me a hand to look and see if anything's wrong. And here this preacher done come all the way 300 and some miles to help put in my floor and don't know anything about me. But Jesus does. If you knew what we had, you'll be happy. Sit down now, let's talk a while. Don't you know that was a perfect witness? After we got to putting in the floor, I stopped driving nails and got up, sit down, and talk about God for a little while. Hey, amen. Put in another portion of the floor and got up and witnessed a little bit more. This is a blessing. Don't you know God is wanting to satisfy people? But if you and I are not satisfied, it's hard to sell something or try to give somebody something that you don't believe in. You think about that. You don't believe in it, and you're going to try to give it to somebody else. I remember one time I tried to give a fellow a tract. He said, "Have you read it?" Now, he put me on the spot. "Have you read it?" Now, if I hadn't read it, what I was going to say, "No, I haven't read it. Why are you giving it to me?" You see what I'm talking about? I said, "Here's something to read. Have you read it?" "Yes, I have." Boom, it's good. See? Folks will put you on the spot. Do you believe in this thing you're talking about? Do you believe God will do this for you? Do you believe this is real? Do you believe it? "Yes, I do." "Praise God, I believe it." "Then I'll try some." Amen. It's kind of like you ever sit down on a plane or train or something and you pull out one of them old Washington apples and big old shiny apple, and you looking at it, and you just watch. You just kind of shine it up a little bit, and you don't have to say nothing to the fellow sitting next to you. Just shine that apple up a little bit and look at it, and then bite down on it, juice fly out the side of your mouth, and he's going to... You know what I'm talking about. You're going to... It's inviting to him. He's going to... He won't ask you for a piece, but he's kind of embarrassed, you see, to ask you. So when you bite down on that apple, juice fly out everywhere. And then you were just crunching and munching and look up and say, "You want peace?" Yeah, thank you. Whew. I was about to take that apple out of your hand. It was looking so good. You see what I'm talking about, folks? We can make this thing so inviting that folks will know and want those are the people of God. You want some help? Go to the people of God. But on the other hand, we can discourage folks too. Now, Lord, help us here. We can discourage folks, and we all grumbling and always got to be waiting. I tell you, I've been waiting. If God don't hear me by Tuesday, I don't know what I'm going to do. How are you going to sell something to someone else that you don't believe in? How am I going to tell somebody about fasting and praying if I don't fast and pray? How am I going to tell folks about seeking God for something if I don't seek God for it? Have you tried it? Yes, I have. Praise God. Now, when you believe in something, when you live for something, you can tell it like it is. See? You got first-hand experience. You can tell just like it is. And people are going to know there's a change about you. Just like this woman say, "I perceive you a prophet." Well, what made her think that? What made her think that Jesus was a prophet? A lot of preachers come by. A lot of preachers say what you can do. But it's something about the things of God. It's something genuine about the things of God. People can tell when there's a difference. They can tell by when there's a difference. No, you know how they tell? They look at us and see how much we enjoy it. That's how they tell. They see what we're getting out of it. If we're not getting anything out of it, they don't want it. Can you blame them? Lord, help us now. But if we're getting something out of it, you and I can actually, we don't have to do no whole lot of selling. Just smile. What you smiling for? Praise God. I'm happy in my soul. Well, I got problems. Me too, but I'm happy. Amen. Listen. Some folks, I don't know, seem like they're scared to smile, think something's going to happen. It will. And help folks know you enjoy what you're doing. You know, on any job, if you don't love your job, you're not going to invest much in it at all. But if you love what you're doing, it makes your job that much easier. I love serving God. Don't you? Think about it. I love. Now, wait a minute. And everything that comes with it. Amen. Well, Brother Kimball, now hold on now. You're talking about everything that's suffering. Everything comes with it. That's part of the loving God. If we had to choose what we want to be involved with, we wouldn't choose no cancer. We wouldn't choose no heart trouble. We wouldn't choose, what we would choose, a headache or something, you know. Busted toe. That's about the extent of our injury. Cramps in my arm. We wouldn't choose no major illness. So God don't give us a choice. He just give it to us. And then He comes along and He heals us if He want to, and if He don't, He takes us home. Praise God. It's all in the plan anyway. Sometimes we feel we're going to live a long time, you know. We want them long lives. We all ain't going to live no long time. Some of us going to die them short times, didn't you? But it's satisfaction guaranteed. If we're going to pass out of here tomorrow, we can tell folks that this is real. Well, Jesus dealt with the core of her problem. She had six of them. Well, what happened? Read on, let's hear.
Our Father worships in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, and you shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
You worship, you know how to walk. You know what we worship.
All right now, read on.
For salvation is due. The hour cometh and now is. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks us to worship.
Now, Jesus is getting right down into His witness now. Yes. He's getting right down in the middle of it. I no doubt she's probably gotten right next to the well that she's listening real good now. Read on, listen. See, Jesus got in. You know, you ever been witnesses to somebody and it seemed like there was a space and that looked like you was preaching? You just kept driving and running and dealing with it and it looked like the scriptures kept coming and coming and God was giving you things to tell folks.
Yeah.
And then there's times when I don't get my homework, you know, and then somebody come along and then you can't think of nothing to tell them. And when you get off somewhere, you said, I held a whole hour and a half conversation with you, never mentioned anything about Jesus. Lord have mercy. People have problems and they're looking for some satisfaction. God has put us in that place where we are to be able to tell them where they can get relief of the pressure in life. And you and I need to know or have to know how to administer to them. Now, if I believe in this, if I love this, if I know this is the way, and if I know this is the truth, and if I know this is the life, I have no problem telling folks about it. I have no problem. I'm telling something. Just what you tell folks is what they're looking at too. They want to see it in our lives. I'm going to tell you about husband and wife, and then you come down to my house, and I'm fighting. Boom, boom. Say, was that Brother Kimball? Say, Brother, what are you doing? Oh, excuse me, brother. I wouldn't intend for you to see that. Lord have mercy. See? So when I testify, you can follow me home, see? You can get right on in there, and you know, like the Holy Ghost, you'll get in the closet and peace. Listen. Wait, see. Am I doing what I'm saying? Bless the Lord. I believe in this. I believe in this with all my heart. Listen.
This is real. This is real. And I'm not afraid to stand on the high. You talking about the president? If I have a few minutes to get up there in the office without them putting me in jail, I'll just get right there and tell him of somebody who can really help me. Praise God. Just give me just 1 hour, just one little hour with you. I guarantee you, you and I get together. Praise God. It'd be worth doing 12 years then behind that. Just 1 hour to get in there and talk to you about Jesus. Here not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, you know how people throw out things, they want to see where you are. Well, I said, what do you think about our president? What do you think? I looked at him. I said, who are you talking about, Jesus? I'll tell you about Jesus. I don't know what them fellas going to do, but I can tell you about Jesus. Folks, people are looking for satisfaction. People are looking for satisfaction. I heard on the news what it said, they got just as many folks as undecided to vote to who to put in as there is and got the folks voting. They don't know what's going on. Listen, folks need satisfaction, see? And they're tired of seeing mishaps. Hypocrites. People are tired of looking at hypocrites, saying I'm happy, yet I'm not. Saying I got something, yet I don't have it. When you go down to the store to buy a pair of shoes, I don't believe you're going to buy imitation. You buy imitation, we all going to know it. You hit a few water puddles, pretty soon something going to happen. But you go get you some leather, you can walk all through the water. Bless God, they're going to hang right in there. Something genuine. This is what folks are looking for, something genuine. What you and I have today, is it genuine to you or is it not? Do you believe in this, what you're doing? Or are you saved tonight? If you're not saved, you're in the wrong place. If you're not happy in your soul, if you're not just really bubbling over for God, I'll tell you, something is wrong. If you're ashamed to witness for God, if you're ashamed to just to let folks know you are one of them that believe in God, something's wrong. Well, I try to use wisdom in telling them, you see. What kind of wisdom can you use telling folks you love God? Is there any other kind of wisdom you can use in telling folks you just love the Lord? I'm saved. I'm living for God. I believe in the Word of God. I trust God for everything. Well, you got to use wisdom. Lord, help us. Satisfaction guaranteed. Or your money back. That's all right, isn't it? You know, people don't mind trying a product when they know they can get their money back. You think about that. You know, a lot of folks say, well, that's the only way I buy it, because if I don't like it, you know, like Sears, you know, you buy something Sears and it ain't right, and you can take it back and they give you another. And now, that under them circumstances, people don't mind buying it. Because if it's not right and it breaks, you got Sears' name on it, take it back. All you got to do is have the box you brought it in, and they'll give you another. Well, people don't mind shopping that kind of way. Jesus is guaranteed. Guarantee you and I satisfaction. He'll guarantee you and I a blessing in our soul. If we will apply ourselves to know God, if we will apply ourselves to go all the way with God, God will bless us, God will help us, and God will encourage our soul. Well,
You know the story about this woman. After he didn't dealt with her and then got into their conversation here now, and now she's going back to town. She's going home now. You think she tried to keep it quiet? When she got back home, read it, brother.
The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ.
Yes.
Come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
I am he. Read on.
And upon this came his disciples marvel that he talked with the woman. Yet no man saith what seeketh thou. Why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot.
You mean to tell me he made it so convincing to her that she forgot the water pot? Amen. Listen, you see what that thing will do to folks when they get a hold of something? She left her water pot. She forgot what you come out there for. All she had in her mind now, I'm talking with Jesus. And she's on her way home now. Can you imagine her going home? Kind of get a picture in your mind. You think she was walking? Taking her time? Uh-uh. I believe she was in a hurry. I believe she had a little skip with her. She was trying to get on over there. Read on. Now, Brother Samuels, hold it a minute. In a town like maybe New Orleans, it's kind of hard to get folks' attention. Can you imagine her trying to get everybody's attention out there? But she did. She got their attention and said, hey, wait a minute here now. I know the Jesus. He told me everything I've done. Come and see. Who all went out? What did it say? Did it say the whole city?
Then they went out of the city.
They went out of the city and came unto him. We need to get folks' attention. We need to get folks' attention. To letting folks know, hey, this is real. I believe in God. I was in, was that Neosia? I believe it was. And we were in the little shopping area there. And here this man took a seizure. You know it's hard to get folks to pray in chapel. Let's know I'm talking about pray outside. Lord, help us now. And here this man took a seizure. And when he took a seizure, he fell and hit his head against the rack and knocked a big hole in his head, and his blood was just gushing. And I was on one side, and my sister's brother Humphrey was on one corner, and he was shopping, and I was doing my little shopping, and my sister said, brother, come quick, come quick. And we got over there, and now this man had a seizure, and his butt ready to almost swallow his tongue or something or another there. And right there. Everybody had gathered around, and we grabbed the man and kind of put my fingers between his jaws there and kind of opened his mouth and called on God. And you know, sometimes you're praying and you're getting a hold of God, and sweat falling, I kind of looked up, and all the people that was in the store quit selling and bowed their heads. Everybody praying. Right after prayer, God touched a man, and that man come to, and he looked at all these folks, and he got scared. He got scared, and by that time, I just walked back. I got up then, and he had dropped his $100 bill, and I picked up his $100 bill and put his hand and said, God bless you, sir. I'm going. They called for an ambulance, and by that time, the ambulance got there. The man was healed and sitting up looking around. Some folks are scared to pray in church. When it come down time to pray, God help us. We get afraid to pray right in the service. We long time before prayer is over. Long time. You know what I'm talking about. Get down and say, let's go to prayer. And you wait and see the long wait. Lord, help us now. A long time. This is satisfying to me. I love to pray. Lord, help us. When this woman went back to town, she didn't hold herself down. She got everybody's attention. And the people come out of the city to go and see what she was talking about. As another scripture says, ho, he that thirst, come. You thirsty tonight? Are you here tonight? You thirsty? You haven't really had the blessing in your soul that you so desire? Are you here tonight that you feel, Lord, I need to move a little closer to you? You can have that tonight. I heard one brother say it like this, you know, you go on the side of the road, they got the smorgasbord. Pay one price and eat all you want. And some folks don't go no farther than the salad bar. When I go to them kind of places, I want to eat meat. So I'm going on through. Salad bar, I'm going on through to the meat counter. They had all kinds of meat. And some folks just stop at the salad bar and just eat a little salad, you know. You paid one price to eat what you want. So help yourself. Jesus is wanting to help us. Don't stop at the salad bar. Let's move on into the things of God. Are you here tonight and you need a blessing in your soul? When is the last time that you really felt the closeness of God? That He gave you a song. That He blessed you in a dream. That He talked to you while you was at the side of your bed. The tears begin to flow. And you begin to say, oh Lord, I know it's you. When is the last time that you felt the presence of the Lord? Just fully right in your presence. And where you couldn't tell nobody. Seemed like it just bubbled you over. When is the last time? Are you hungry tonight? Blessed he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. Are you hungry tonight? Have this thought touched you tonight? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with your experience? Can you say right now, Lord, you can stop time for me. You don't have to bless me another time. I can make it to heaven by your grace on what I got right now. You don't have to give me another blessing. Can we say it that way? Can we say, well, you don't have to just say another prayer. If the Lord would freeze time on me right now, can I make it to heaven or what I got? This is for all of us, isn't it? Lord, help us. I'll say again, the Lord send these meetings to bless our soul. And I told the Lord when I left home, I'll say again, I don't study the Bible to preach it. I study the Bible for my benefit. And when the Lord give me a message, He puts the meat on it. He just give it whatever it is. I want to be faithful to the Lord in giving to you what He gives to me. And I'll say this. I believe in this with all my heart. I love this way. I love this truth. I believe God can do exactly what He says He'll do. I have no doubts in my mind about it. I don't have to get scared when it comes down to trusting God because I know what He says. And if He don't, as the three Hebrew children, and if He don't, that's the lots of time we have to deal with. What if He don't? That's a message within itself. If He don't, we still won't bow down to it. We're going to go all the way with God. If He don't. Amen. May the Lord bless us. If you're here tonight and you need a real, just the Lord to I heard today somebody said a good time to just to rededicate it. Brings to my mind over here when we was in Water Valley, one of the little sisters there, she's about 18 now, and the word was being preached. After the preached word went forth, she came down to the altar just weeping. And I prayed with her there, and she said, Brother Kimball, she said, I know I'm saved. She said, but I'm missing something. I don't feel that closeness that I want to feel. Said, I just want the Lord to just get me a little bit closer to Him. And now I was impressed by that. She began to pray and she began to tell the Lord, "Lord, I would rather die than to go back and do wrong." She said, "I would rather die than to turn loose God. I want you to bless me." And I want to tell you tonight, the Lord came down so wonderfully in that little place and blessed that sister. And I got a call from her the other day. She done dedicated her life more to God. She done went on up to Ohio to work in this Christian school. She said, "Brother Kim, well, now you don't have to worry about marrying me off right now." She said, "I'm going to work in the school." I said, "Praise God." See? She felt that she needed a little extra blessing. She needed something else. She admitted, I'm a little short of something. I just don't have everything that I need to have. Are we here tonight like that? Do we have a little shortness somewhere that I just need of God to bless me a little? I'm not really satisfied. I'm not satisfied. You know, sometimes even in a marriage, I'm not satisfied with my husband altogether and my wife. I'm not satisfied. God can make it good and sweet. Folks, we can be satisfied. If you're here tonight and you've been a little disappointed in things, and maybe you just haven't been satisfied like you would like to have been, you can get that tonight. I desire your prayers. Amen.